Hello, people. Joining me for this special emergency, everybody's got one, is my co-host from another ghost. Nicholas, how are you?
Another ghost, like Ghostzilla.
Yeah. Oh, Ghost Lily.
I did think of you when I woke up this morning.
Oh, too soon.
What too soon to think about you? Possibly. I mean, it shouldn't be the first thing I think about as I wake up in the morning and see the news. Oh, I hope.
Yeah. Lily Savage was a massive part of my 90s, mate. I think everyone's 90s. Wasn't she on some sort of late night? I can't fathom what she was.
Yeah, she had. She used to do like the variety kind of circuit. So
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and there was various things in the 90s that she appeared on. But yeah, you know, I had no idea who Paul O'Grady was. You know, I just knew Lily Savage, which I think a lot of people did until he kind of decided. He didn't drop the character entirely, but he decided to kind of wind it down.
She was in a caravan in Brill, I think. That's where I picture Lily Savage.
Probably
at the bar, at the caravan park, just probably giving wanks out round the back. I don't know, but RIP Paul and Lily.
Yeah, off to them.
Yeah, he's looking after the dogs now. That's all I'm gonna say. You'll have to get
the people at Battersea Dogs Home. It's their job.
Yeah,
he just highlighted it. But I mean, I used to, I had to stop watching that show. After I lost my dog, but it was a great show.
Yeah,
like dogs. If you don't like dogs, probably not so much. But basically, I don't trust people that don't like dogs.
Who's looking after the hamsters?
Who cares? But the thing is, like, I don't trust people that don't like dogs unless there's a legitimate reason. You know, if they turn around and said, "Oh yeah, I don't like dogs because, you know, when I was four, I got bit by one." Fair enough. I can completely understand childhood trauma. But if you just don't like them, that's a red flag.
I mean, I spent my life picking up dog shit.
That's not great. Like, no one likes that aspect of it. But, you know.
Anyway, I'm not getting a dog. Are you getting a dog? I might get a dog. Thinking about getting a dog.
I think so.
I just thought it'd be nice to have a quick little catch up. I mean, ego's going nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Normal service.
I mean, a lot of the listeners think that as well.
Yeah, literally. It's out of fucking back alley. I mean, we've reinvented ego so many times, haven't we? I've had a plea for us to... was that the ego that you weren't on? Were you on it where we had to pick four songs from four decades and we never finished it? You were on that, weren't you?
Yeah, it was me, you, Colin and Paul Brill, I think.
Yeah, we've got one left to do, so we might get that done, and I might try and put it in position where it should be in the feed. Okay. But just like I said, I don't know what ego is. It's me and you, Gavin, I presume. It used to be
it's like if you order a Last Branch and Ripley from Wish.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? It's a poor man's version of
it's
that.
It's a knockoff, yeah.
Which came first. Well, yeah, no, it did come first, yeah.
It's the £99 Apple Watch. That clearly isn't an Apple Watch.
I can't even remember now how we started The Last Branch of Ripley. I remember how we started this, because we just wanted to do another podcast where we could talk about more pop culture kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. This was Pop After Dark, wasn't it? This was Pop After Dark.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
But you kind of said earlier, you know, we've been podcasting for, well, I'm into year 11 now. I think you're year kind of like 10, maybe year 10 and a half. I don't know.
I'm around the same. So, because don't forget, I was your mouse cast, that type of stuff. I was in and around. So I used to go on your mouse cast occasionally. It was a big thing.
I mean, more kind of joining up, like when we started doing stuff together. That was if I remember, I think it might have been quite late into, or certainly the midway point of year one.
Yeah,
you weren't there from the get go.
at my first proper, I think, guest appearance on something was back in the day, UUOP, episode 5, Lee Malaby utters the immortal, "Why, I, man, I love Men in Black, me." And forevermore, you've just got pictures of men dressed in black, just dancing, gyrating with little semis on in leather pants. So
you can send this episode to Lee Malaby.
Yeah.
And you can tell him to listen when I say the following. I'm about to turn 40, Lee. You're obviously much older because you're an old man. As is Craig. So it's not like a personal attack, it's just a fact, it's a matter of life. But like, beef between podcasts is so 2012.
It is. It literally
2015. Is. Stop being a knob and just open the gates. Open the forbidden door if you're into wrestling. Let's all be friends. Let's all go back to how it used to be, where we used to collaborate and used to, you know, help each other out and guest on podcasts and just be nice and pleasant. I share a lot of his posts on Twitter. I share a lot of UUOP posts on Twitter because I have no ill to them at all.
Yeah, I think shouting out onto a podcast on the vague chance that he might listen, you know, if you want to,
you send this to him.
Oh no, I will. Yeah,
it's not a vague thing. And that Florida guy as well. You won't listen to this, but again, like, stop being a dope, right? Just get over it, right? Too old for this shit. Get on with life. Let's all be friends. Anyway,
let's all be friends. Yeah, absolutely. That's my mantra going forward. I build bridges now, not walls, as we used to say.
And I paint them. I paint them.
Yeah, with your new superpower gifts. He paints rainbow colours along the wall, puts them all in order.
The ability to paint. So, podcasts. So, you know, over the years, for various reasons, we've rebranded. Sometimes it was because we felt we had to. Other times, just we thought we'd freshen things up a little bit. Yep. We're about to do it again.
Well, we created Universal After Dark as a vehicle for Boston, did we not? To catapult Boston into podcasting stardom. And I'd like to say we did achieve that. She did.
I think we did.
She had a fandom. She had a fan base.
She did much more than I've ever had. And
they were teenage boys, but
doesn't matter. It counts. Anfield Guard. The thing is, like, what happened was, you know, we started a Disney podcast because that's what the intention always was. And then, as you do, you start talking about adjacent things.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people don't like that. Some people do, because some people go to everything and some people are very, you know, loyal to a brand or a particular
thing. Some guys don't.
Yeah. Some will and some won't. And so we decided, and because we had somebody who was so investing in Universal, it made sense to do a separate show, because then it stopped kind of muddying the waters of the Disney show.
Kept it a
separate thing. And I think what we have seen, and you're the stats man, right? As well as I am, you look at the stats, you look at the listens and everything like that. And, you know, I think what's become clear in this post-COVID world, because COVID really took a number on podcasts in general, not just us.
Well, you'd think during COVID, podcast listening would have gone up.
Well,
in fact, it went down. It dropped off.
It was weird. I think the thing is, I think
Pete, all listeners died.
The majority. No, my dad wasn't listening towards the end. I think the thing is that what happened during COVID, I think we all thought that because we was all sat at home, you know, either working or not being able to go out. And I think certainly our assumption was, look, let's keep cranking stuff out. Let's keep putting content out because people want to listen to it. And I think what we actually found was that we had quite a large portion of our audience that listened on commutes, listened on journeys.
Yeah, yeah.
Who suddenly weren't anymore. Yeah. So actually, like, if anything, it went down, and then we were kind of left with the hardcore, the people that did want to listen at home, the people that have, you know, commutes or whatever, or walks where they would listen to podcasts. I don't commute. I've not commuted for years, but I go out on long walks, and that's why I listen to my podcast. I don't often. I do sometimes, but I don't often listen to podcasts at home. But what we saw was. Our numbers for both shows being very identical. And there was always a massive gulf between Disney and Universal. That kind of started to kind of catch up with itself, and then COVID happened, and then it didn't. And if you look at the numbers of both shows, and they are pretty, well, Universal still probably are less listened to, but, the numbers have been pretty static. And I think certainly from when we speak to our patrons, when we speak to some of our listeners to get in touch, is that people listen to both.
Yeah, yeah.
And the problem when you've got different shows is, even though you can advertise them and promote them and, this is what we've got and blah, 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 that doesn't mean that people are going to find it or listen to it. And you can leave links in show notes. We do that, but that doesn't mean people actually click on them. So it just seemed to make more sense to combine those two podcasts, because the audience is very similar. There are weeks when, there's not a lot of news for Disney. There's weeks when there's not a lot of news for Universal. And people have always demanded more Universal content, but it's very hard to do it unless you go down like the UOP route of, just bringing in guests all the time, or doing another history of this attraction or whatever, and that's great. I'm not slagging it off, but it's just something that we don't.
It's not like what to do. We do. We
no.
Do, they do a lot of research, a lot of script, a lot of hard work, and a lot of editing.
We do research, but we're not. I'm not. I'm not going to sit there and
on the toilet 10 minutes before you press record.
Doesn't matter how much prep, just as long as you've done prep. But the thing is, but we don't sit there and script. We don't like to do that. We used to do that back in the day. I don't like doing that. Now the most scripting we do is, okay, these are some news articles that I think we should talk about.
And that's
pretty much how we go. The rest is off the cuff, and I think it's better for it. But it's certainly a market for those kind of podcasts, and that's why we don't compete with that. But the main crux is that we've decided to move those two things together, and then we can do something more regularly, which covers everything. And there'll be episodes where there'll be 20% Universal and 80% Disney, and there'll be episodes where it's 80% Universal and 20% Disney, based on what is going on that week. When Halloween Horror Nights is announced, we will be talking about that a lot in that episode. Unless Disney have also announced something major that week, and then it might be a 50-50 split. But that's kind of the feeling of it, is we couldn't go and do two or three Universal shows a month, and we didn't really want to do three or four Disney shows a month either. So this gives us the best of both. It means that we can talk about what we want to talk about when it's relevant to. And it's going to be on one feed, which means that, and it's going to be the Diz feed that we have now. And it's going to be moved over there, and we'll put an episode out on that Universal feed to say, this is where the show is now. And hope that those people come over as well, if they weren't already a subscriber. Most of our subscribers subscribe to both of those shows anyway. So I don't think we're going to lose too much, but I hope that we can gain some people by doing it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still not 100%, on the title. Now, we've had some ideas. That theme park podcast, theme parks after dark. We've had Dizversal off one of the Patreons, and we've had this is a clever one.
Steve. I like it.
I don't think I think that was Darren. Steve's was Disney Plus Universal, which is genius. That's my favourite one, to be honest, because what I'm conscious of is if we take Disney out of our title and potentially Universal out of our title, which it's not in, but you know what I mean. If you type in Disney into the Apple Podcast app, which is the majority of our everyone's listeners, you might not get the theme park thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm very much about searchable words, so I like Disney Plus, Universal, but it's going away from our After Dark heritage. It's going away from.
That's what I don't like. I mean, personally, I'm quite keen on Parks After Dark. It's snappy. It's PAD. It kind of rolls off. Theme Parks After Dark is technically better, but then it's very T-Pad.
Yeah, I think. Like, which one did you say? Parks After Dark. And then you could have open brackets a Disney stroke Universal fan podcast.
Oh no, 100%. That would still be in the kind of the longer.
Yeah, and that way they would be searchable then. Yeah. Morlando has come back. First episode drops shortly, 1st of April, April Fool's Day.
Is that with your old co-host?
Yeah, Luke is back. Luke is back, baby. I've already done an interview with Kevin Curtis Allen for the follow-on episode, so I'm getting ahead of the game on that one. Ego, I love doing this podcast. We don't, considering we talk every other day, sometimes every day, sometimes multiple times a day, we don't record a podcast. So I was listening to whatever you were talking on the last time I heard you talking, because I listened to all your podcasts, unfortunately, was... I've only ever seen the first two Mission Impossibles, and I've never seen a John Wick movie.
I don't know what to say.
I know. So my idea is basically to pick one of them franchises and work our way through them, not in real time. Go and watch the film, make some notes like we used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, Maybe that's something that we can then sit down and talk about on this show for this year, for example. And then next year, it's up to you if that's something you feel like you might like.
I'm open to that idea. Yeah.
Because I know the Mission Impossible films are amazing, and the two that I've seen were amazing. The first two, I've watched the first two many times because I own them. But I just didn't get round to the rest, and they're all on Paramount Plus, I believe. John Wick's I can find. I don't know where they are. Might be on Netflix.
I saw them on one the other day. Was it Prime or Netflix? It was one of those two. I actually have all the Mission Impossibles on Blu-ray.
Oh, excellent.
I bought a box set a while ago. I bought a box set when 6 came out, so it was only the first 5 films, so it was cheap because a new box set was coming out. And then I just bought 6 when it came out, so it's fine. I'm happy to do that. I think I'm saying publicly Parks After Dark. I want people to feedback on that. Are they happy with? Do they think that's a good idea? I want this put out to the Patreons at the end of the day. They are the ones that are investing in our content.
The Patreons I mean, listeners can have a little say, but it's ultimately the Patreons that make the decision.
And then we just need to get our logo sorted out and then decide when we're going to launch. And I think realistically, probably May, June. And also, if you want to do a quick plug here, we do have a Discord channel set up now.
Yes, I'll put it.
Patreons? Can't remember.
No, it's for everyone. It's fucking huge.
Let's have a separate one, separate bit for Patreons. But
it's in there. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, so we've got that set up. It's still work in progress, but
someone ringing you there? Is that someone ringing you there?
No, but someone. It's my day off, and people are trying to get me to join meetings later this afternoon, which I'm not happy about, but I'm going to have to do. So there's going to be. We're just discussing now about doing another quiz.
Yeah,
people like those during the lockdown. We need to work out what days and times and stuff works because of different time zones and yada yada.
We could do an after dark quiz about us.
Let's never do that.
How big's Craig's dick? 6 inches.
So yeah, sure. But yeah, so there's quiz and stuff. So join a Discord, and then we can. We'll announce that in good time, so you'll be able to join a quiz if you want to do that, but also communicate with us. You know, the purpose of having Discord is for more interaction, so get on board if you are so inclined.
Yeah, definitely. So that's about it, really. I just thought it'd be nice to catch up. Next episode will be either John Wick 1 or Mission Impossible 1.
Oh, take your pick.
Take your pick. Cue the music.
Good days, bad days, just take them as they come along. Well, I say, you say, don't even matter to me. Smiling on the other side, smiling on the other. Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the other side. Smiling on the